It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Birthday today for that voice right there. This is a great name. Samantha Sprackling. Samantha Sprackling, a singer with Republica, had a minor hit. I know that song well. I don't know how big of a smash it was. Ready to Go. Used it a few movies. I think it was in Bring It On, the film. Commercials. Republica, the band. Samantha Sprackling is the singer. 52 years old today. 52 for Samantha Sprackling. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. We welcome in Ron Rademacher, travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller. And you can find more at MichiganBackroads.com. Also on Facebook and Instagram at MI Backroads. Ron, it's been a while. Good to talk to you once again.
Scott, it's always good to have you on. I always learn so much about songs I never heard of before.
See, it's double. You find the song and you learn about the song at the same time.
And there you get relief from Gruber.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there's that. Don't forget that part.
I do what I can. We're getting warm, Ron. 88 or 89 down here in Hillsdale yesterday. June is here, which means longer days of sunshine, and I'm sure plenty of things to do outdoors all across the state.
Oh yeah, the weather has just been cooperating. We're still getting too much rain, but great stuff. I had a fantastic trip over the weekend. We had to go muskie fishing and still, and I mixed that in with some morels. It didn't all work out that way. We went fishing on Seagull Lake, and we didn't catch any muskies. We fished for 8 hours in brutal wind and caught our bluegills.
Alex, why don't we try to get Ron back on the line, see if we can get a better cell signal there. Give it one more shot with Ron Rademacher. That was not going to be a fruitful conversation, I don't think. Again, MichiganBackroads.com, Facebook.com/MIBackroads, Instagram, search for MIBackroads. And travelinmichigan.com, travelinmichigan.com is the newsletter for Ron as well. And we're going to see if we can perhaps get him on a better cell signal and find out what's happening across the state. You know, being outdoors, if you're not perhaps at a large group protest, might be a good idea as the sun's shining. Ron, can we try again?
Yeah, how do I sound now to you, Scott?
That's going to be a lot better. We heard about muskies and bluegills and morels, but couldn't put a lot of words together. So go ahead and tell the story again.
Oh, well, I was down in Seagull County, and it was a beautiful weather, you know, except for Saturday when we went fishing. We were after muskies, didn't find any of those. Then we said, all right, let's get some bluegills so we can have a fish fry. We were out there for 8 hours on a thundering wind and came away with 4 bluegills. And then we spent a couple of hours hunting morels, you know, so we could have morels with our fish fry. And we ended up with 2 of those badly eaten by ants.
Oh, no.
So, and I'm telling the story so people know there's a lot of morels left out in Seagull County because we sure didn't find them.
Let's head into some things that are happening, just in case the phone goes bad again. We, of course, hope it won't. Down south, Yankee Springs. What's happening there, Ron?
Well, Yankee Springs, you know, all the things I'm talking about these last few weeks are, you know, places people can go out and have fun outdoors and have plenty of space. Yankee Springs, there's a trail, and it's well-marked, called the Devil's Soup Bowl. And this is a huge glacial bowl right near Gun Lake, about between 10 and 13,000 years old. And it goes all the way down into it. Now, you can't ride your boat down in there. Mm-hmm. But the plant life and everything that's down in there is very unusual, and it's quite deep. So if you want to go out and get a little exercise, get some vitamin D out of the sun, the Devil's Soup Bowl is a great trail to go hike.
That sounds like fun up north. Got a bog at Hartwick Pines. Tell me about that.
This one took a long time. You almost have to have a guide to get in there. I had a guide go in there, but we went. But is in the Hartwick Pines. That's where the old growth forests are. And there's a bog there where there are four species of orchids that grow there and three species of carnivorous plants that grow in this bog. There were no orchids there. We were a little bit too early, but we did find a round-leaf sundew, which is like a miniature Venus flytrap, a pitcher plant, and a yellow-horned batterwort, which is a plant that floats. And it has a siphon, and when mosquitoes lay eggs in the water and the larva hatch, this thing sucks them up and eats them.
Wow. Cool.
Great, 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 great plant. So, yeah, again, there are lots of trails out there. You can have a great time on the Hartwick Pines. And I'll just talk about Hidden Lake Gardens, too. It's kind of down in your neck of the woods.
Yes.
Over by Tecumseh. There are acres and acres and acres of trails there. And there's a lake there, and the legend says that there was a man in the area who had a Rolls Royce, and the IRS was going to come and take it away. And rather than let them get it, he sank it into one of the lakes on Hidden Lake Gardens. Don't know if it's true.
Yeah.
If you're going to be in the office, Gorge and Waterfall, which I had never heard of, found out about it in the Waterfall book by Phil Stagg. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the most incredible spots. It's quite a hike. You need to get good directions for it. But this, you're walking along, and there's just a little stream, and all of a sudden it plunges down into about a 15 or 20-foot waterfall, and there's a huge canyon there that's been cut out by thousands of years of this little stream coming out of the deck.
Very neat. Check out more. MichiganBackroads.com, Facebook, MI Backroads, Instagram, MI Backroads, and TravelInMichigan.com for the newsletter. Just beginning a great summer of activities. Ron, thanks so much for joining us on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you, Scott. Always good to talk to you. And a big shout-out to Castle Rock. They've got the American flag flying there.
Fantastic. Ron, thank you. Coming up, Andrew Wheeler after the bottom of the hour, U.S. EPA Administrator. That and more coming up on the Steve Gruber Show.